Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
There is a mistaken idea shared by many Americans that gain is godliness. The purporters of this belief would tell us that affluence and godliness are synonymous. In other words, godliness can be measured by one's successful accumulation of power and wealth. The higher a man's station in life, the more godly he becomes. Sound reasonable, human experience would indicate that it is absolutely false. Alexander the Great, after having conquered the civilized world, is reported to have been a most disappointed person simply because there were no more worlds left to conquer. John D. Rockefeller, when asked how much more money he would like to make, replied, "Just a little bit more." The Bible reminds us that men merely suppose that gain is godliness. The truth of the matter is that godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Because life is rather short and temporary, the only thing that will not end up in disappointment is one's relationship to God's Son, Jesus Christ. He is the key to all true godliness and satisfaction. In Him there is eternal gain. Jesus said, "He that cometh to Me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on Me shall never thirst."
There's no disappointment in Jesus. He's more than my tongue can tell. His love is so sure and so steadfast. His friendship divine will not fail. There's no disappointment.
Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. Be sure what you grasp is worth holding on to. Men often discover too late that some eagerly coveted prize is proving fatal. David the warrior said, "Seek peace." Solomon the wise man said, "Seek wisdom." Isaiah the prophet said, "Seek out of the book of the Lord." Paul, the man who wrote of the heavenly, said, seek those things which are above. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." This discovery is indeed worth holding on to because it guarantees complete satisfaction.
Christ is not a disappointment. Every longing in my breast finds in Him complete fulfillment. He has brought me into rest. I have tested Him and proved Him more than all I dreamed He'd be. Christ is not a disappointment. He is all in all to me. I am satisfied with Jesus. He has done so much for me. He has suffered to redeem me. He has died to set me free. He is with me in my trials. Best of friends of all is He. I can always count on Jesus. Can He always count on me? Christ is not a disappointment. Every longing in my breast finds in Him complete fulfillment. He has brought me into rest. I have tested Him and proved Him more than all I dreamed He'd be. Christ is not a disappointment. He is all in all to me. When my work on earth is ended and I cross the mystic sea, oh, that I could hear Him saying, I am satisfied with Thee. Christ is not a disappointment. Every longing in my breast finds in Him complete fulfillment. He has brought me into rest. I have tested Him and proved Him more than all I dreamed He'd be. Christ is not a disappointment. He is all in all to me.
A rich young ruler came to Christ asking how he could inherit eternal life. Jesus replied, "Sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." The young man went away grieved, because he had great possessions, which meant more to him than spiritual things. This incident does not teach us that it is wrong to have possessions, but it does teach us that love for earthly goods can prevent us from coming to Christ for eternal life. This young ruler loved money more than he loved God. He wrongly assumed that wealth could fulfill all of his needs and desires. There is nothing wrong with money in itself. The Bible says, "The love of money is the root of all evil." If you love that which is temporary, you will have no love for that which is eternal. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. True contentment comes from knowing that you have peace with God because your sins are forgiven, that you are the recipient of God's love and care, and that Christ is coming again to take you to heaven to be with Himself.
I find contentment in His blessed love and streams of mercy from His throne above. Though storms assail me here below, He gives me sunshine as I go. I surely there I shall find the contentment when he comes again.
Have you tasted of the water from the well of life and found it to be bitter? Even if it suits your taste, it can never completely quench your thirst. You will find it necessary to go back time and time again to get more. Jesus said, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life."
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God, it makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessings mark the path I've trod, I'm shouting hallelujah every day. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply.